From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Over 30 dead in Mexico fireworks explosion. A massive explosion Tuesday at a popular fireworks market near Mexico City killed at least 31 people and injured 70 others. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec, about 30 kilometers north of the capital, was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year holidays. The federal attorney general's office said six explosions caused the destruction and that it opened an investigation into violations of fire and explosive laws and who was responsible. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours for the site to be safe enough for them to go back in and look for victims. German authorities searched Wednesday for the person responsible for driving a truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, a day after releasing a man who was arrested shortly after the attack that killed 12 people. German media said the police were looking for a Tunisian man based on documents found in the truck. Islamic State has claimed the attack was carried out in response to its calls for people to target citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition seeking to destroy the military group. Now, Germany is not one of the countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria, but has served in a support role, including refueling and reconnaissance. With more, here's Laditza Hoek for VOA.
Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate was illuminated in the colors of the German national flag and the colors of the City of Berlin flag Tuesday night. Victims were honored with a memorial service and a candlelight vigil at the site of the crash. U.S. officials and others have expressed condolences to Germany and are calling for adequate security measures in their own countries during the holiday season. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. A Taliban official said Wednesday that it released the video of a kidnapped American-Canadian couple and their two children to renew attention on their detention and press their governments to meet the group's demands. The video surfaced on Monday, showing American Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle and their two children who were born in captivity pleading with their governments to negotiate with the captors. Coleman and Boyle were taken hostage in 2012 as they were backpacking in the Afghan province of Wardak. Coleman was pregnant at the time with their first child. A Taliban official told VOA that the video was released in order to draw attention to the issue. He refused to elaborate on the demands, saying that they have been communicated to the relevant quarters. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, McConnell said procedures are in place to follow up on U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election, to in part help Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern, and it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter, and it will be investigated.
For his part, President-elect Trump has publicly rejected intelligence that Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the presidential election. Now, Russia said Wednesday it's too early to draw conclusions about the shooter responsible for the assassination of the country's ambassador to Turkey. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov on Monday in Ankara. A witness told VOA the shooter shouted, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that Turkey believes the killer is linked to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States and has also been blamed for July's failed coup in Turkey. Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday there should be no rush to conclusions before a joint investigation of the assassination is complete. Russian and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo, Syria, should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Now, tens of thousands of displaced Syrians say they've become trapped in an open-air prison in the northwestern province of Idlib, which they fear will be the army's next target. Rebels and civilians who have sought refuge in the opposition-held province, mostly recently from Aleppo, say they're suffering from overpopulation. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.